It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Nice of you to tune in today. We do appreciate the company. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a genetic collagen disorder. It affects the connective tissues throughout the body. Now, you may know someone who has this. You can't tell from the outside. But these folks struggle with body-wide dysfunction and skin and bone dislocations, and it's quite a cross to bear, if you will. Wendy Hamilton is co-leader of a support group right here in Omaha. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. The acronym is EDS, and tell us about how you know about this.
Unfortunately, I know about this because I have it. I am an EDSer, or a zebra, as we like to say, and I can explain the zebra. You want me to?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
So for many years, medical students have been taught when you hear hoofbeats behind you, expect to see a horse, not a zebra. Or in other words, expect to see and to find the common. Well, conditions like Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and so many other chronic illnesses are not common. And so instead, the zebra is what the doctor should maybe be looking for. And the zebra has become the symbol for not just EDS, but some other chronic illnesses as well, because we're not common. We're not the what the doctors are expecting to see or expecting to find.
So as an example, just take you for an example, as a patient, if you went in to see a doctor early on before this had been diagnosed and they're like, oh, your wrist has become dislocated, no biggie, we slap a quick cast on it and off you go, goodbye, thanks a bunch for playing. Instead of really looking into it to realize, oh goodness, this is something that is chronic. This is something that has to be dealt with a little differently.
Exactly. And so there are, EDS is a spectrum, like you said, it's a group of syndromes. And there are some common symptoms, which would be hypermobility, skin fragility, and things like that. But that's not to say that everybody who is flexible is hypermobile, and everybody who is hypermobile has a connective tissue disorder. It doesn't mean that. But when there are multiple systems involved, if you have very fragile or delicate skin, or if you are noticing things about your flexibility or your organ function, if you will, that don't seem to fit any other criteria, this might be something to look into. And it is very underdiagnosed and quite often misdiagnosed. There are many EDSers who are often labeled as a fibromyalgia patient, which isn't to say that fibromyalgia isn't real and that people don't really suffer from fibromyalgia. However, fibromyalgia affects a different part of the system than what a connective tissue disorder affects.
And the treatments, for lack of a better term, the treatments, but also the cautions moving forward and the care preventatively to prevent injury that needs to be taken are very different between fibromyalgia and EDS.
Exactly. And that's what EDS Awareness Month is all about, is to spread awareness so that if there is someone who is possibly struggling with these symptoms, or they're a parent of a youngster who has some of these symptoms, is we want to encourage people to feel empowered to have these conversations with their healthcare providers, to ask the questions. There's been a report recently about how women in particular are still so frequently dismissed in the medical, in the doctor's office. And it, again, I want to say that it doesn't mean that if you've got some of these symptoms, you automatically have one of these more significant syndromes. But awareness is all about asking questions and then understanding yourself and your body better so that, like you said, you can understand how to prevent and or treat so that you can have a higher and a better quality of life.
Can you talk about some of the tools that are used to improve the quality of life?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. We just had our support group meeting on Monday night, and we went around the room and we shared what are called hacks, or tricks to, little secrets that you have. And everybody has something different, and everybody has such a variety of things, whether, sometimes it is medication. Medication doesn't work for everybody, and it depends what other additional diagnoses or comorbid diagnoses you might have along with EDS. And so if there are cardiac implications, there might be some exercise or dietary modifications to make for that. If for me, for example, I'm primarily affected in my joints and my skin, and so I have to be very careful of, for lack of a better term, overdoing it, because once I've pushed a joint too far, it's done. I don't necessarily get a warning sign. I'm done. It's either subluxed or I'm, you know, completely immobilized, really. So there's a whole host of options and resources. And on our in our support group, we have what we call kind of our peer-to-peer resources. We share good luck that we've had with medication or supplements or healthcare providers. It's not a professional endorsement by any means, but it's that, you know, I've had good luck with this healthcare provider. They understand EDS, and you might like them as well.
If you're looking for more information, you go to edsawareness.com or ehlersdanlos.com. She's Wendy Hamilton. Thank you so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.